You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And welcome to another MLB.com Extras, the Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart, as always. And boy, Brian, last week when we were wrapping up the podcast, we were talking about this long road trip the Astros were going to be heading on and to some places that they haven't, you know, at least in recent years, had a lot of success, specifically Oakland. And as it turns out, no matter how this road trip would end for the Astros, they have to be absolutely over the moon with the way things have gone.
Oh, well, no doubt. I think we were talking about the road trip last week, and we said that, you know, maybe you take four wins, maybe five, go 5-4, and here they are. They won six of the first seven, including a sweep in Oakland, which is a place where they never play well. It's the first ever sweep of the A's. So, you know, they have a chance to have a really, really terrific road trip. And, you know, even if they don't polish off the series in Seattle, I think they still have to feel really good about the way things went. But going to Oakland in the middle of the series, and I think it's just given them fits since they joined the American League, and sweeping that series and doing it with a couple of games where they came back, they had to rally late. Same thing we saw Monday night in San Diego. You know, those are games I don't think they win in the previous couple of years, because it seemed like if they had a lead and they blew it, then they kind of folded the tent a little bit. Now they have a lead and they blow it. It just seems like they keep charging. They come back and somebody new comes up with a big hit and they come out of there with a win. So it's been very impressive so far.
Yeah, they've done a lot of things really well. I guess the one downside right now has to be the news surrounding Jed Lowry. And he's heading to Houston. He's going to have an MRI on this thumb. But you got a chance to see him after the ball game on Monday night, right? What did you get?
Yeah, you could tell he was really, really frustrated. The thumb was swollen, and I didn't get good vibes off the way he was acting. I think that we could be heading to a DL situation. Of course, no one said that for sure, but the fact that he's going to have an MRI, if he's going to be out for any extended period of time, they're going to have to make a roster move, because, you know, they could put Marwin Gonzalez to back up at short, but then they really don't have any other middle infielders, so they can't leave themselves exposed here without another middle infielder. So, you know, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if Lowry goes on the DL. That's a shame, because he's been hitting the ball so well right now. I mean, on the road trip, he's hitting .476, and he's got an on-base percentage of .621. So, he's one of their big reasons that they won six of the first seven games on this road trip. And to be without him just punches a huge hole in your lineup at this point.
Yeah, what about his position on this team? You know, obviously, you talk about the shortstop position and the lack of depth maybe they had there at the moment. But what about just overall his presence in the clubhouse, his demeanor, just the way he interfaces with the rest of his teammates? You know, he was there a couple of years ago, seemed like he was an impactful guy. Back again, how big a role does he play with his team that way?
Well, I think he plays a huge role. I mean, he's number one. He's been on some playoff teams in the past with Oakland and Boston. So he's one of the few guys in that clubhouse that has been in pennant races, that has dealt with success before, has been in the playoffs. And, you know, that's going to come, you know, invaluable as the season gets longer. And if the Astros stay in contention, stay in first place, and having a guy like Lowry in the clubhouse is going to help. And also, just with the way he swings the bat, being a switch hitter, he's got a little bit of power, can draw some walks. They really can hit him anywhere in the lineup, and we've seen that. We've seen him up top. We've seen him down towards the middle, and he was hitting fourth on Monday night, hit a home run before he got injured on the slide. So he's just you hear this term a lot, professional hitter, and that's what he is. You can put him anywhere in the lineup. He's going to go out there and give you all that he's got. Of course, the challenge with Lowry has been keeping him on the field for his career. So now he's facing another thumb injury, so we'll see what happens.
That's a good point. He has certainly had a history of this sort of stuff. I think he's the only position player over the age of 29 on this team, too. I mean, making him the salty veteran, I guess, of the crew.
Yep.
But how in the world are they doing this, Brian? I mean, I believe they've got like five everyday players below the Mendoza line. And I get that batting average is not the the ultimate indicator anymore. I mean, no one really cares anymore about batting average, but still, that does seem somewhat remarkable. How are they pulling this off?
Well, it's that old secret formula, pitching and defense. And it's amazing how often it comes back to that. But if their starters have done a really, really nice job. Their bullpen is one of the best in the American League. I think they were fourth in the ERA heading into Monday, which I thought they were even higher than that. But that's basically how they're getting it done. And defensively, in the first seven games of this road trip, I think they've committed one error. I mean, they've really done a nice job catching the ball, throwing it, not trying to do too much. If you look at Monday night's game in San Diego, for example, two guys that really struggle with the bat, Chris Carter, Colby Rasmus, they go 0-for-6 with six strikeouts combined in their first three at-bats. And then the eighth inning, they both come through with clutch hits. So even though guys are struggling, you still have some guys in the lineup that are very dangerous. George Springer hitting below 200, but he comes through with three stolen bases and scores the go-ahead run. So up and down the lineup, Jason Castro is another guy struggling, hits a homer last night. Even though these guys are struggling, at bat to at bat, they still have a chance to have a big impact on the lineup, and we saw that on Monday night.
You know what, though, Brian, and I get it. Pitching and defense, and there's no debating that. But as I look at the road trip, and you're talking about, Seattle, typically not a real hitter-friendly ballpark. Oakland certainly is not hitter-friendly. San Diego has long had the reputation of being a pitcher's ballpark, and here's a team that on this road trip has scored fewer than five runs in a game only once. That was at Seattle. They have scored seven or more runs in a game on this road trip, four times. So they're scoring runs, too, somehow.
Yeah, they are. And they scored nine runs Monday. I think they scored nine on Saturday. And the thing about the runs that they're scoring is it seems like so many of them are late. They're scoring a lot of late runs when the game's tied or they fall behind a little bit. They come charging in the eighth or ninth inning. One of the games in the game Dallas Keuchel started in San Diego, it's a 0-0 game, and they fall behind 2-0 in the 10th, and they answer and score, and then they score three more in the 11th. And it's just they're getting some clutch hits late in game. Talking to A.J. Hinch last night, he says it's an offense where sometimes you have to wait. And that goes back to the Rasmus and Carter struggling their first six at-bats yesterday, that you have to wait for sometimes for the right moment to see who's going to step up, whether it's a Lowry or Rasmus and Carter. And they're hitting some home runs, striking out a lot. We saw that Monday night, 13 strikeouts. They also hit three home runs. That's going to be a formula we're going to see a lot from this team.
Is it too early for fans to start dreaming of bigger and better things for the end of the season? Is this just a real fun start? How real is what we're seeing?
I think with every series they win, the deeper we get, and we're almost to the end of April, I think it becomes more real. And I think in a month, if they're sitting where they're sitting now, then I think the fans can really, I think, start getting behind them. But if I'm a fan, I'm getting behind them now. I mean, why not? I mean, Astros fans have had it tough here for a few years. The Astros are, they got to five games over 500. This is the first time since the end of the 08 season. So you're talking about seven seasons of fans not being able to watch just consistent winning baseball. So, hey, if I'm a fan, I'm going nuts. I'm behind this team. I'm saying, hey, we're in first place. Let's keep it going.
So what about inside the clubhouse? Is there is there an attitude, a chip on the shoulder kind of thing going with this group? Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get any respect. Are they just, is it a more professional setting? How would you characterize what you see in the clubhouse? Because it is a fairly young clubhouse, it seems.
Yeah, it's a very even-keeled, very professional clubhouse, and I think that starts with the manager. He comes to work every day, A.J. Hinch, and he's the same guy. And they've added a lot of veterans in the offseason. We talked about Larry, but even guys in the bullpen, Gregerson and Misha, guys who've been in some pennant races and playoffs, they added some of these guys, and they bring another level of that stability. So, you have young guys like Altuve and Castro who've done nothing, get their brains beat in for years, and they're so eager to win. But then you got the veterans that are like, hey, let's just take it one game at a time. It's a cliche, but I think A.J. Hinch has done a great job of keeping this team very, very narrow focused on what's immediately ahead of them. And I don't think they have us against the world. I don't think we're out to prove people wrong. I think we can win this game tonight. And hey, at 12-7, I think it's working for them pretty well.
Yeah, no question. I almost wonder though if they want to come home or if they just want to stay out on the road. Where, as you mentioned, 6-1 so far on this long road trip with two remaining in San Diego. Brian McTaggart, always great stuff. I see you staying up really late, posting articles to the website and getting up really early to do these podcasts. You might well be the hardest working man in baseball.
When I say I'm going to do a job, Dave, I do a job. That's just the way it goes.
Darn tootin'. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.